Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us right now, Matt Fletcher. He's the new basketball coach at Concordia University in St. Paul, coming by way of Bethany Lutheran. Where, Coach, you had a nice run down there, man. Those MIAC schools are glad to see you're gone.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a nice change. We're excited about it and really fortunate for the opportunity and really happy that Bethany gave me this chance to kind of get started down here in Mankato. We loved it.
I remember Bethany was a junior college in many, many years now. It's been a four-year school. But what was it like to be a part of that program down there?
It was great. I came from Upper Iowa University in Fayette, Iowa, and we came over. It was my first head coaching opportunity, and they kind of welcomed myself and my family in with open arms. It's a great community. Mankato is phenomenal. The community support was unbelievable from the get-go. The alumni relation is unreal. It couldn't have been a better situation for a first-year head coach and taking over a program that hadn't been doing the best in the previous years, and but had excited people about it. So it was one of those things that was kind of like a sleeping giant, and luckily we were able to get that thing going and get people excited about Bethany basketball again. So it was a very good situation for myself and my family.
What piqued your interest about Concordia University in St. Paul?
Well, this has kind of been a job I've had my eye on for a long time. I played in the NSIC, and then I've coached in it as well. And I'm from the Twin Cities area. I grew up in North Branch, Minnesota. So both my wife's family and my family are up there, and all of our relatives. So with two young kids, we thought it was really important to surround them with as much family as we can. And as for the school itself, I just think it's a phenomenal location. You can recruit different cities, out of state, in state. And it's just always been one of those jobs. I remember playing against them when they were tough to beat, and I just think it's an opportunity to grow a program and get things really going in a great spot, great city, and kind of wake up another sleeping giant, I think.
You know, obviously, I'm sure the next year's recruiting class is probably spoken for, but how do you go? You see, now you get in there, oh, one problem, campus is closed down, and I was just at Concordia last week with Coach McKenzie and Coach Lerner over there in the baseball field. We had a nice visit, et cetera, but the campus is closed down. It's a strange time to become a new head coach. How do you go about your business right now, connecting with the team that you can't see in person?
Yeah, it's been very interesting. You know, from the school closing here at Bethany, and then that's when the job kind of came about and things happened. And so a lot of video calls, a lot of phone calls, a lot of texting. You know, you're just trying to get creative to build relationships with these new guys and coaching staff and surrounding staff and support staff. And it's been interesting, but I think we've had great response. Our players seem to be all bought into the new regime here and getting things moving from the beginning. Their response is exciting. You know, this week we're going to do a bunch of Zoom meetings and talk and try to grow things off the court that we obviously can't fix right now on the court. So we're going to get to know each other. We're going to learn about how we're going to work together next year and kind of grow that relationship off the court. So hopefully next fall we can hit the ground running. And recruiting is going to be interesting. I think everybody's in the same boat right now.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, we just don't know what's going to happen. If we're going to have to evaluate more film, if we're going to have to, you know, luckily for myself, if we're not able to get out this summer to the AAU circuit, fortunately with our location, we are going to be able to get out to a ton of high school games. So if we get a list built and put together of potential prospects, it's a little easier for us to get out to high school games on a weekly basis, especially when the NSIC plays on Fridays and Saturdays. That leaves pretty much all week for us to get out as much as possible to evaluate these kids. But it's going to be interesting. We're going to have to get, like I said, creative with visits if we can't do visits. We're kind of at the hands of the doctors and just do whatever we're told to follow those rules and keep everybody safe and then figure out a way to get players in for next year.
The other interesting thing is this transfer portal that we're all becoming so familiar with. And Concordia's University of St. Paul, I always thought would be a natural landing spot for a lot of kids that went and played Division I and it didn't go particularly well, or they want more, they want to come home because so many of them at home would be the Twin Cities, or at least this would be an attractive option. Have you had much communication yet there? Are people reaching out? Are they lined up because they want to come? How does that work?
Yeah, so basically they can enter themselves into the portal, and then coaches can log in and they can look through it. I have a couple simple rules that I follow for the most part with the portals. I got to have some sort of a connection or a tie to the athlete. If it's his high school coach, college coach, AAU coach, family, whatever it is. And then we do prefer 3 years, but we will do 2 year kids as well. But I do think Concordia is capable of housing those kids that do go off and try something different out of state, and they do want to come home and play in front of family and friends. I do think we're going to be able to have success finding those kids and mixing them in with our high school kids that we pull in for the 4 and 5 years, and having a really good blend of 4 or 5 year kids plus those difference makers that come back that, like you said, try Division I and maybe it just doesn't work, or they want to be closer to home, like you said. And I think that that transfer portal will be something that we use on a yearly basis to try to find guys to finish their career with us.
Matt, the one thing that you are very familiar with is there is no shortage of talent in this state. You go out and watch those section games just this year, and you kind of marvel. You go, where's he going? You know what I mean? So many great, I'm not talking about good, but I'm talking about really good players that are scoring 20-plus a game that are considered NSIC kids, and they're doing it against a high level of competition. Is that encouraging? Obviously, it's encouraging to you, but is the key then to identify and get the right fit that for Concordia University? Is it, what is it? How do you connect with the kid once you establish that they've got the talent? Because there's going to be plenty of kids that have that talent.
Yeah, I think you made a couple really good points there. In Minnesota, I think Minnesota has some of the best basketball in the entire country when it comes to the high school level. There's endless amounts of talent that come out at all the different levels, from all the way from Division I all the way Division III, junior college, NAI. Every level has Minnesota kids sprinkled into it, and they turn out to be great players. For finding the fit, it's tough to determine that when you first meet a kid. You really have to get to know him as a person. And I think every coaching staff at every level has their own niche in what do they look for in players, personality traits, playing traits, the style of play that their offense and defense that they're looking to do. I know a lot of coaches will adjust based on personnel, but I think every coach has in the back of their mind what they would like to do. So you really try to identify those players that you could see developing and transitioning into your system and being extremely successful. So we have little criteria, things that we break down. We have a 6 to 8 week plan that we follow to really get to know the kids as people, their families, what do they want to do after college, and really try to get deep into the type of kid and person that they are. So when they come, there's no surprises. But really trying to find out who they are will identify if they're going to fit in the culture of that program that you're trying to build. And then it's on coaches to be able to evaluate that talent and what do they do well on the court. And is that really going to transition to what you're doing within your system offensively and defensively? So, but I think that's the fun part. That's some coaches view that a little bit differently, but I love trying to find those players that I think are going to do really well in what we try to do and get excited about what you think that they could potentially become in your system. And especially at Concordia, bringing kids, keeping them home in Minnesota and grooming them right there in the city, I think that's a really cool opportunity for kids to do.
Now, do you, being the fact that you guys can give money and there are scholarships involved, Will you get a ton of emails from all over the country, people saying, look at my tape, I want to come there? What it seems to me like this has just become kind of an immediate, in-your-face kind of, kids are recruiting, you know, they're promoting themselves, and it's coming from all over. Do you get that already? Is there an onslaught of that?
Yeah, it was announced publicly this afternoon, and I've probably got 15 to 20 different emails of kids that are interested now that want to come play at Concordia, which you know, which I love. It's the excitement of the program. And between myself and my staff, we'll probably look into every single kid that reaches out, because you never know which kid that's going to be. If you have one that emails you that's from out of state that just wants to go play in a bigger city or whatever the reason is, you know, we take the time to really evaluate everybody that shows excitement in our program. We can always say no. But yeah, it is, you get different things. You have the recruiting services that reach out. You'll have players that send their own highlights out with emails. And then you have the ones that just kind of take care of their business and play on the court in the AU circuit and then in the winter. And then you have high school coaches that help out. You kind of get hit from different avenues and try to figure out which way is best to find the best fit and what's the most consistent. And we found different success in different areas at Bethany, and I think we will at Concordia as well, just with different opportunities and having scholarships. Obviously, the selection process is a little bit different than it was for the Division III level.
Matt, last question. How do you prefer that you find a player? In other words, do you want kids to get caught up in a sizzle reel that they send out to you? Do you prefer the kid that, hey, we'll find you, and if you're good enough, we'll find you? You don't have to do any of that because, you know, that kid's got maybe a little more internal and he's focused on just getting better. Who is the kid? How do you want them to find you?
You know, I think the best way for a kid to do it is focus on himself and prepare himself to play in every game in the summer, in the winter, whenever it is. Any opportunity you get to play, you just do whatever you can to be the best player you can. Realize that we're not always just looking for points. And then use your coaches. If you play AU, if you play high school basketball, use those coaches to reach out. You know, one thing I really appreciate are when AU coaches will take the time to call or text or email, or high school coaches doing the same, to fill you in about a kid. Because there's one thing those coaches have done is they've had you every day for practice. They see how you are on the court, in the locker room, on the bench. So they have an inside scoop. So that's one thing we really enjoy. It doesn't mean that we automatically take that young man, but what it does is it puts him on our radar as someone that we need to evaluate and figure out if he is that right fit for us. But I think the best way is just take care of your own business and then use the coaches. I think Minnesota, AU, and high school has phenomenal coaches, and I think we got a lot of young minds and great minds that are willing to help these kids out. So we got to make sure we use those key resources.
Matt, appreciate it very much. Congratulations on the new gig, and I know you can't wait to get going. The key word's going to be patience here.
Yeah, I'll be working from my basement until that day, but I'm really excited to see what we can do with this Golden Bear basketball program.
I appreciate it, Matt.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet, Coach Fletcher.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.